everybody at the DOJ and the FBI that Christopher Steele hated you, that Hillary Clinton paid for the dossier, that it was not verified. But still in October, and then three renewal application warrants approved, they were told by the Grassley Graham memo, the bulk of information came from that phony dossier. Even Andrew McCabe said, no dossier, no FISA warrant. There were Russian lies disseminated to the American people before the election, but it also violated the rights of Carter Page and gave a backdoor into your campaign for spying, which I know the media made fun of at the time when you said it happened.
Well, when I said there could be somebody spying on my campaign, a lot of things happened. It was like it went wild out there. They couldn't believe that I could say such a thing. And as it turned out, that was small potatoes compared to what went on. When you look at what happened and when it happened and the money that was spent, the millions and millions on the phony dossier, and then they used the dossier to start things, and there was no truth whatsoever. It was a fraud and paid for by Hillary Clinton and paid for by the Democrats and the DNC. It's hard to believe. If you wrote this as a novel, nobody would buy it. It would be a failure because it would be too unbelievable. Nobody would believe it's possible, the things that went on. And we're getting to the bottom of it, and it's got to be. I mean, you can never allow this to happen to another president. This can never, ever happen to a president again, Sean. That was a disgrace and an embarrassment to our country that they were allowed to get away with this. And hopefully they won't get away with it.
Do you now feel vindicated? Was there anything that the Attorney General's report, and I know you called for, obviously, the whole Mueller memo to be released, did anything surprise you? And what about the people that were collateral damage in all of this?
Well, people were hurt so badly, their lives have been ruined, and over something.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We'll start the prayer call in just a minute. Thank you.
It was no crime. As you know, you're only allowed to do this legally if there's a crime. There was no crime. They've all admitted it. Comey, who's a terrible guy, Comey and McCabe and Strzok and Page, the lover, Page, and all of these people, they've admitted in testimony that there was no crime. So they started an investigation based on no crime. I will say this, our new Attorney General, Bill Barr, is a great gentleman, and I've heard about him for years. He's a great man. Had he been there initially, this all would not have happened, because what's gone on there is just a disgrace to our country.
Mr. President,
a lot of people were, a lot of innocent people were hurt very badly, and it's very, very sad, actually.
For this to never happen again, what do you think the path is to getting to that point? In other words, the checks and balances that you believe need to be put in place so that a FISA court, is not told Hillary paid for Russian lies, its own author doesn't stand by it, but yet it was used to obtain four FISA warrants that gave a backdoor to your campaign. What do you think needs to happen to prevent this from ever happening again? What checks and balances, and what should be pursued or not pursued, in your opinion?
Well, I'm going to leave that to our new Attorney General, who's been so incredible, actually, and that's based on a lot of people saying this is a very, very special person. And that's what you need in it.
Well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we'll start the call. And I'm going to ask our web and tech guy, when he sends out emails after the call, to include a link to this particular body of audio we're listening to, which is from the Sean Hannity show last night. He had Trump call in. And I think it's a very significant moment in television history and in the history of this movement, as President Trump laid some real serious groundwork. So we'll include that link. But welcome, everybody. It is the prayersfor45.com call for Thursday, March 28th. And I'd like to say, friends, Americans, countrymen, lend me your prayers. We've come to praise Trump and bury the deep state. So on that note, we'll start our prayers. We'll do our two prayers as always. First prayer, Kimberly will lead us in prayer for President Trump. In our second prayer tonight, we'll turn to Betty to lead us in a prayer for building bridges. And as we cross this bridge of exoneration and the Mueller report behind us, we'll come back and make a note on that in between our prayers. So, Kimberly, would you please take the floor and lead us in our first prayer?
Absolutely. You know, Scotty, I was thinking about, you know, that interview that he had with Hannity, and I was really thinking about the reality that in that conversation, our precious president mentioned a couple of things that he is really desiring. He had mentioned specifically that we really need some people with incredible genius and rationale and the right timing. You know, another thing that he also shared is that he doesn't want to take any steps that are motivated by fear, because he doesn't want to do anything that could position the evil agenda that would bring in a false accusation or even possibly be considered obstruction of justice. And, you know, I was just thinking about those talking points that really those are maybe the things that we need to pray for him tonight. And, you know, at the end of the day, I was thinking about wisdom and God's wisdom, and that we are actually promised the ability to, you know, ask for wisdom and that God will give it to us. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom to guide him through a decision or a circumstance, he is to ask of our benevolent God, who gives to everyone generously and without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him. But he must ask for wisdom in faith, without doubting God's willingness to help. For the one who doubts is like a billowing surge of the sea that is blown about and tossed by the wind. For such a person ought not to think or expect that he will receive anything at all from the Lord, because he is a double-minded man, and unstable and restless in all his ways, in everything he thinks and feels and decides. So right there, that passage really kind of maps out exactly what our strategy is and what I believe we should pray over the president tonight. Does that bear witness to you, Scotty?
1,000 times over, my friend.
Awesome. All right, Father, so we're going to come before you right now, and we're going to thank you that where two or three are gathered, that we are gathered in your name. And Lord, we are going to pray as if President Trump was actually listening to this call tonight. And Lord, we're going to ask on behalf of him. We're going to extend our hands as if he is like sitting in a chair, Lord, and we're going to ask on his behalf for the wisdom from you, for wisdom from you, Lord, that it would be poured out on him. And because of our faith and our unity, Lord, and the love that we have for you, and the fact that we walk in the fear of your plan, Lord, we are praying according to your will, knowing that it is your will that will grant this blessing, and we're going to believe that it is done. We are going to thank you, Lord, for supernatural genius, for supernatural rationale, and for divinely understood strategy and timing. And we're also, in Jesus' name, going to come against the spirit of fear and anxiety and anything that would come with an intent to deceive or manipulate in Jesus' name. We're going to come against any spirit that is not of the spirit of God. We are going to bind you, and we are going to send you far from the presence of the president and his counsel, and all of the men that are put in place, Lord. We're lifting up all of these amazing people that you have divinely chosen to accomplish your will in this victory over evil, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the people who are operating as patriots and as pure agendas before you, Lord. We thank you for your wisdom and your timing concerning all of these details. Father, we come against the false accusations. We come against the the lies, Lord, that have been spoken. We are asking, Lord, that the lives that have been impacted and really destroyed on so many levels, Lord, that you would come in and that you would send ministering angels first to just minister to these people, to these families. Lord, I just pray that you would begin to bring healing in their lives, Lord. I pray that you would begin to, that you would heal the brokenhearted, that you would absolutely comfort those who have been falsely accused, rejected, abandoned. Lord, we thank you that you are the comforter even of those who are grieving, Lord, for whatever losses they've experienced, whether it's a physical loss, an emotional loss, a psychological loss, Lord, whether it's a monetary loss, whether it's loss of a home and housing for their children and families. Father, we pray that you would restore, that you would completely restore a thousandfold what the locusts have eaten on these precious, precious lives that have been impacted by the false accusations, Lord. We thank you for your safety, for your protection around our president and his family. We thank you, Lord, for your ultimate plan. We thank you for the things that are hidden, that are being made known. We thank you that what is dark is being called into the light. We thank you for accountability on every level, Lord, globally down to molecularly. We thank you, Lord, that you are doing a new thing, that you have literally turned the page on this story, and that you are bringing into full exposure those things that have been hidden and done with evil intentions. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. We seal these things. Amen.
Wow, Kimberly, your energy just is always, this is why I look forward to Sunday and Thursday night, because you and Betty and everyone that comes to lead prayers does this, A, from a volunteer standpoint, and B, from the heart and soul. And I sure feel your heart and soul in every prayer. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Scotty. It's my joy.
I know you find this to be a joy, which is why we find it to be so full of energy and so positive. And, you know, we're at a crossroads, everybody. And the Mueller report was indeed a marker and a key event that opens the door to so many things. And it takes the handcuffs off our president. And I just want to say the last 2 days since the Mueller report has come out and the media has had time to put it out, and I don't mean the fake media. I mean people who are reporting this for what it was, the attempted coup d'etat from top down of the Obama administration. It involved the FBI, the DOJ. You all know the details. What's important here the last 2 days is the old expression, two can play the game. Now, we've spent 2 years listening to Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and God knows who their purveyors of lies that they use, the political sycophants, the media sycophants. We've spent 2 years listening to them tell lies. Well, now, two can play the game. Because I have seen in the last 48 hours, Devin Nunes, Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Lindsey Graham, Doug Collins, and now Rand Paul. Rand Paul, think of this. This is a guy who's staunchly independent and distances himself. I don't think the guy's ever gotten into the fray. Likes to do his job and not play politics. But now Rand Paul has stepped forward because he knows right from wrong. And I want to say these guys are being used. They are truth tellers. The storm is here. POTUS and the Patriots have cut their truth tellers loose to disseminate the truth, to lay the groundwork for Lady Justice to use her incredible powers. And this is no time for us to do a victory lap or to gloat or to spike the ball. We need to take the high road. It's time to build bridges. It's time for Lady Justice to step in and call upon our righteous Father to help us build a bridge to the rule of law.
Yes.
And I want to turn to Betty to pick up there and pray for bridges, because we're all about building bridges now. We're not looking back. There's not a negative tone ever creeping into our prayer calls. We are here, part of the movement, to restore the rule of law, reset the financial system, and gain our sovereignty. And Betty, you are going to help us get there.
Yeah, let's pray for that. I mean, Ephesians 4:3 says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And even the Psalms tell us that how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. So I think unity is exactly what we need right now. Now that we've got the Mueller report behind us, maybe that can be like, okay, let's just get over it and get on with it. So I think unity is the exact right thing we need to be praying right now. So everybody just bow your heads, and we're just going to pray. Heavenly Father, we are asking for exactly what it is that your word says, and that is unity. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, help us to all come in agreement with each other. In what we say, let there be no divisions among us, but I pray that we would be perfectly united in mind. And I know that's a tall order, Lord, but you are the God of peace, and you came to bring peace between those of us who were your enemies, to reconcile us to yourself. And Lord, because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross, we are able to be unified. And so I pray that there would be a unity, whether it is rich and poor, Lord, husband and wife, a father and child, black and white, religions, left and right, Democrats, it doesn't matter, policemen and criminals, on this side of the wall or the other side of the wall, there are so many areas, Lord, in our country that need to be unified. And, Lord, it's not going to happen apart from your direct intervention, your Spirit of peace, Lord. May it be poured out onto our land. And, Father, I pray also that you would give us ears to be able to hear the other side, because we're not going to be able to be united unless we, in love and in humility, are willing to set aside our own agendas to hear the other side. Help them understand the Republican side. Help the Republicans understand the Democratic side and come to the middle in agreement. Help us all to reason together. Help the rich and the poor come together. Help Muslims and Christians and Jews be able to come together, Father. On this side of the wall, on the other side of the wall, help us to hear what's on the other side, and with humility, bring those requests before you to come together to find some common ground for the greater good, not just holding on to what we want selfishly and in pride, Lord. It's going to take a lot of humility and love and forgiveness. There's been a lot of hurt, a lot of insults, aspersions, brokenness, things that have happened on each side. This country is wounded, Lord, and I pray that we would be able to forgive and to be humble enough to recognize what our own flaws are, where we ourselves are wrong, and be able to say, hey, you know what? We messed up. And so I pray that there would be a spirit of humility and of forgiveness when somebody does come to say, hey, we kind of blew it. Let them boldly come in and say, I'm sorry, and help those who are on the receiving end be willing to forgive. We've got to have love in our hearts, Lord. If we are going to be united, we need to be one in the bond of love, because you are a God of love. And so, you know, Lord, you tell us these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. And so what, I hate to sound like a song, Lord, but what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Let us all be united in one, as one country again. Bring this country together, Lord, through your divine intervention. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Help us, each one of us, to be responsible for where we can bring unity. Help each one of us to bring unity in our own lives, in our own families, with those that we know. Help us to be reconciled through love, and may it be empowered by your Spirit, Lord, because you have modeled that for us. You wanted peace between us so much that you were willing to send your own self, your son, to die for us on the cross so that that rift, Lord, could be mended. And so mend the extremely large chasm that has developed in this country, Lord. Build a bridge. so that we can be joined together, one another in love, in the bond of love. Bring us together, Lord, by the powerful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who bought our unity and who brought peace. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Betty. So well said. So your prayers are always so well constructed and thoughtful to the point that we're praying for. And I want to share an anecdote today. A guy I've done business with many years. I'll keep this positive. I'll call him an entrepreneur. In the sense, to this man, it's all about the almighty dollar. And I suppose in business, when you wake up, that's what it's about. But I think everybody on this call sees past the almighty dollar. And he asked me today, because we couldn't meet past 5, he said, why do you do these prayer calls? He said, you're not making any money at it. He's all about the buck, as I said. He said, what's in it? And I told him this. I said, we are praying for a president that is the greatest leader in American history. And maybe we'll go down as the greatest leader in the history of the world. I know that's a subjective viewpoint, I told him, but this is my viewpoint and why I do it and what motivates me. And I said, furthermore, if you listen to this leadership and what he's telling us and what he's telling his movement and the people that voted and supported him, he's not dropping the words treason to get even and to use treason as a weapon, although they are treasonous. He's not throwing the word sedition around at the cabal, the Democrats, the deep state, although they are seditious. He's motivated by restoring a rule of law. As he said, he never wants this to happen to another president or happen in this country. And he went so far as to say the next 100 years. This is a man with a great family, beautiful life, great friends, grandchildren. There's nothing, according to my father, nothing more joyous than grandchildren. This is a man who's motivated by making this world a sovereign place, a free place, a place to grow, to live, to fulfill our dreams. So he's building bridges to the future. He's not using treason and sedition as a way to get even. He's using it as a way to restore our rule of law. And that is why we do this. That is why I think we're all here. We understand our sovereignty, our freedom is at stake, and we'll continue to pray every Sunday and Thursday. Betty, would you like to add anything? It's been a crazy couple of days since the Mueller report. A big couple. It's exciting, isn't it?
It is. I've been down south and in a bunch of meetings, so I haven't been able to keep on top of it. I cannot believe what Q has been dropping, and I've been waiting on pins and needles to see how everybody was going to react to the Mueller report, and so just waiting for God. I'm praying that that's the turning point. I really am. I'm praying that that's the thing that turns it all around, that it will de-escalate what's been happening in this country, and that we can just move on and get on with life. There's a spirit of hatred and division in this country, and I'm praying that God sends a stronghold of angels to just demolish that stronghold of hatred and division.
Getting on with our lives couldn't be more applicable, because there's so many parts to that. Getting on with our lives, and we're all here to do just that, Betty. Thank you, as always. You lend so much to this, and Kimberly and Betty, thanks. You guys are great. I know you're together somewhere. Are you guys in California?
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys have beautiful
days? Yeah, we're both in Palmdale together.
Palmdale, California.
Well, it's a beautiful day here in Southern California, and we're moving from dark to light, and I think we all feel the energy has shifted. We're really in a great place. It's an exciting time. It's all uphill. I mean, it's all downhill now. We've been up the hill for many years, and we're now a snowball movement rolling down the hill that can't be stopped, and we will close with our gratitude for where we're at in this process and where we're going. So, Lord, we've devoted ourselves to prayer tonight, being watchful and thankful, and in turn, you will show us the light. Lord, we're grateful to be on our mission to pray for President Trump. We're grateful he's been exonerated and can now focus on his mission and his purpose as president and to help us reassert our sovereignty, to help us reform the liberal, satanic international cabal. And we pray to you, Lord, you'll guide our friends, our family, our fellow American patriots, even our fellow Americans that don't see eye to eye with us. Lord, please help us, help them to exert their sovereignty as well. We aspire to make this international order, this cabal of bankers and politicians and corporate crony people, we aspire for them to serve the planet, not to control the planet. Lord, we be thankful for our sovereignty. Lord, we're so grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Kimberly and Betty, for Pastor Joseph, for Diane, for Evelyn. And we're grateful for Ingrid, who will join us in prayer soon. We have a new prayer leader. She will be joining us. She'll fill in, and we'll have her lead a prayer soon. We're grateful for all of our prayer leaders. And most of all, Lord, we're grateful for all the prayer warriors that make up this community. It's the power of these prayer warriors, Lord, that makes this movement all heartfelt and worthwhile. We're grateful these prayer warriors joined us on our call tonight. So, Lord, thank you for the many ways we can serve you and give to others today and every day. Dear Lord, we want to serve, and Lord, we want to do your work. So thank you so much. Our heart is grateful and brimming with thanks. We could write 1,000 books about your great goodness and our president's great goodness, and we'd still have many stories to tell. Lord, we thank you from the bottom of our heart. We thank you for everything we are. Amen. Everybody go out and have a good night. God bless you. God bless your family, and God bless our president. We'll see you Sunday night. Bye-bye.